T-Mobile.
KN4 GFW.
Looking forward to it. How you doing today?
Yeah, doing pretty well. Can't complain. Last Friday out here at this place.
So now, how many days next week you got to go in?
Yeah, 3.
Well, man, fantastic. Yeah, good deal. Last Friday. That's pretty cool.
Chapter.
Grass cutting done yesterday?
Went to the, went over to the shooting range and went out to eat since she was off.
Cool. Where'd you go? PSA?
Yeah, we went over there. There was a couple of firearms I wanted her to try to see if she could work.
So how'd that go? She find something she liked?
Love them over there. We didn't really settle on anything too much. She was just looking for something that a higher capacity and a 9mm.
After that, got lots of choices out there. But yeah, that's cool. So that's good though. I guess they got plenty of ammo for the, like, if you're on the range, that you can use that way.
They let us rent it, and they gave us like 5 shots for each one that she tried, just to see if she liked them and that. But there's not many. She's got arthritis in her hands, and there's not many that she can, like, you know, rack back or hit the slide release or anything.
I gotcha. Yeah, it'll just be some going out and trying it out type stuff. See what she likes and what she can work. It's always a process, but it's good to do.
Less perceived recoil, you know what I mean, are pretty heavy.
Roger that. What was a couple that she tried?
SNW, M&P Easy, and it worked out pretty decent. And she also tried that Beretta 92. Of course, it was, you know, pretty much a full size, but she worked it pretty well.
I mean, if she was into the 92 style, you know, you could look at a SIG 226. It's going to be similar in size and frame, and the action is the same. And they've got a fairly low bore axis. There we go. They're very smooth shooting, you know, so that felt recoil is very low on those. But again, that's a complete full size.
Six.
That.
Yep, I noticed last night when I was just looking, they have some higher capacity 380s, which that may work out a little better.
Sure. Yeah, it's just one of those things, like you're doing. Go out and try them out and have some fun while you're doing it and find something that works for
her. Carrying a revolver and 38 special, and that's, she really don't like to shoot it too much.
After that, you get into them, like Smith & Wesson J-frames and stuff, the smaller ones, they're not all that comfortable to shoot. They're convenient and simple, but they're just not all that much fun, just as far as just go out flinking aspect. But, you know, again, everybody's a little different. Everybody prefers something a little different. But you'll find something for sure. Where'd you guys end up going to eat?
Yep, back. I had a gift certificate from back at Christmas time we decided to use.
Good morning, Al, KK4 POT.
Good morning, Al, KN4 TFW.
Cool thing. I actually, for a change, had some normal blood work.
Not on your X this morning.
A dozen. I know where it might be better off.
It's not a SARS firearm.
Again?
S-A-R-S.
Get a bell off the top of my head. Is that the make of it? That's the manufacturer?
Was like Sarsalamaz or something like that, but then SARS USA got it, and then I just wondered what you thought about it.
Personal experience with that, so I'm not real sure. I thought look it up.
SARS 2000, they had one at one of the stores, and that felt really good, but Mama couldn't, let's see, what could she do? Felt good, she could get the slide back, but she couldn't get the release.
Okay, well, you don't need that release anyway. You know, you can use gross motor skills, just rack the slide again. That would give her an option for getting into that thing if it was something she liked. I wouldn't be overly concerned about that slide release function. But I'll have to look it up. I'm trying to think, but man, I am just drawing a complete blank on that. So I'll definitely have to do a little Google search on that one.
We're made in Turkey. Right now. Back to how it was before, I'd say you're worse this time.
Apparently, this is our reason for not making it in there, so I'll kick the gut. Well, I warn it.
Is that Al? KN4TFW.
Can't make it in. I'll send 7-3. He's got it. Yeah, 4-1-2. I'll kick the gut. That's close enough to get the copy of this time.
Try to catch you in the morning, KN4TFW.
KK4POT.
Really, that SARS grips, man, they felt really good.
Something comfortable, you know, it's just get out there and use it type of deal. Anytime I get into something that's a little bit unknown, I'd really want to see some reports on it. Haven't been used a good bit, so you know, I don't know what to think about those just yet. You know, I'm sure there's some good info out there for us.
Double single, so it's double action, you know, if you need it to be.
Roger.
She held on to the, well, I guess it's a Jericho, but, you know, it's very similar to that Baby Desert Eagle and that, but she couldn't work it too good.
Yeah, it can be kind of a process, especially for women, you know, it really needs to be comfortable for them, because it needs to be enjoyable, you know, that's the thing. They need to enjoy working it and going out and shooting it if it's just not something that they normally would be doing. So, yeah, it's just a process of elimination, you know. There's always something. There's always something that you can find that you can make work. So hopefully we'll narrow that down soon. Well, I'm rolling up, so let me hop out of here. 7-3's to you. I hope your last Friday there goes fantastic. It's an extremely nice day for you, and hope you have a good weekend if I don't catch you over the weekend. So 7-3's, hopefully we'll catch up with you first thing Monday morning, if not over the weekend. KK4POT.
Tim, hope you have an awesome day and stay dry, and it ain't too bad. It don't beat you up too bad, and you have a good weekend. I'll try to catch you maybe over the weekend. So I'll say 73 KN4 TFW.